This is Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International, a non-denominational end times ministry dedicated to fulfilling a divine commission to trumpet forth warnings from God concerning the imminent second coming of Christ and the impending judgment of God upon the ungodly. God has sent Dr. Hansen to many nations of the world with a solemn warning to the political and religious leaders and citizenry to repent of their sinfulness and wickedness or face the catastrophic judgments that will soon be unleashed upon the unbelieving world. Listen now to the warnings of our compassionate and merciful Creator conveyed through His faithful prophetic spokesman, the host of Warning Radio, Dr. Jonathan Hansen.
This is Dr. Jonathan Hansen. I want to welcome you to the radio program, Warning. Today I'm going to finish a message that I started yesterday on Daily Pentecost. You need your own Daily Pentecost. I spoke it in Bogota, Colombia on March 17, 2024, where I led a four-day conference for 150 churches and their leaders. Once again, you need a daily Pentecost. Now we conclude the message, Daily Pentecost. Sit back and enjoy. God bless you.
The boy is born.
El niño nace.
My wife is bleeding to death.
Mi esposa se está desangrando.
The boy is not breathing.
El niño no está respirando.
And I say, what do you want me to do?
Yo le digo a Dios, ¿qué quieres que haga?
They are both dying.
Se están muriendo ambos.
She said, go with our son.
Él dice, ve con tu hijo.
I go with our son.
Voy con nuestro hijo.
Life comes back in.
Y la vida regresa.
He starts to breathe.
Empieza a respirar.
I go to my wife.
Voy con mi esposa.
The Lord stops the bleeding.
Dios para su sangrado.
And I've got now a wife and I've got a son because of the power of the Holy Ghost.
Y ahora tengo una esposa y un hijo por el poder del Espíritu Santo.
We listen to the word of God through prophecy, through the Holy Ghost, and we would not be denied.
Escuchamos la palabra de Dios por medio del Espíritu Santo, escuchamos su profecía y esta no será negada.
Gloria a Dios. I could tell you so much more.
Les podría contar mucho más.
But I think we'll read some scripture.
Pero quiero hablar un poco de escritura.
We've talked about the Holy Ghost.
Hemos hablado del Espíritu Santo.
We've talked about He's a person.
Hablamos de cómo Él es una persona.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Padre, Hijo, Espíritu Santo.
One God represented in three
un mismo Dios
personalities.
En tres personalidades.
And if you deny the Holy Ghost,
y si usted niega el Espíritu
Santo, the baptism of the Holy Ghost,
si usted niega el bautismo en el Espíritu
Santo, how does He lead you?
¿Cómo Él
how does He guide you?
¿Cómo Él te guía?
How does He make you powerful?
¿Cómo es que usted es poderoso entonces?
How does He convict you of sin?
¿Cómo nos convence de pecado?
How do you see miracles?
¿Cómo vemos milagros?
Because it's the power of God.
Porque ese es el poder de Dios.
And if you don't want the power of God inside of you,
y si usted no quiere el poder de Dios adentro,
if you don't want God inside of you,
si usted no quiere a Dios adentro,
how can you serve Him?
¿Cómo lo puede servir?
Amen.
Amén.
And since there is one God,
es un solo Dios,
manifested in three persons,
manifestado en tres personas,
the Holy Spirit has been here since the beginning.
El Espíritu Santo ha estado ahí desde el inicio.
Since we worship God, manifested in three ways.
Desde, por tanto, si adoramos a Dios, manifestado en tres personas.
The Holy Ghost has definitely been on earth since the beginning.
Entonces el Espíritu Santo ha estado desde aquí, desde el inicio.
Genesis 1:2 says,
Génesis 1:2 dice,
and the earth was without form and void.
La tierra estaba oscura y vacía.
And darkness was on the face of the deep.
Y la oscuridad se cernía sobre la superficie.
And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water.
Y el Espíritu Santo, el Espíritu de Dios se movía sobre la faz de las aguas.
God wasn't hovering.
Dios estaba,
Jesus was an overing.
Jesús estaba,
the Holy Ghost with God the Father, with God the Son, Dios was hovering over.
Estaba moviendo.
Revelation 22:17.
Apocalipsis 22:17.
And the Spirit,
y el Espíritu,
and the bride say, come.
Y el Espíritu le dijo a la novia, ven.
And let him who hears say, come.
Y aquel que esté sediento, venga.
And let him who thirsts come.
Aquel que esté sediento, venga.
Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely.
Cualquiera que sea su deseo, déjelo beber del agua de vida libremente.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's here at the beginning. He's here at the end of man's dispensation, and he's here throughout eternity.
Él está desde el inicio de la Biblia, en el final de la Biblia, y con nosotros por toda la eternidad.
Luke 1:15.
En Lucas 1:15.
For he will be great in the sight of the Lord.
Porque él será un gran hombre delante del Señor.
And shall drink neither wine nor strong drink.
Jamás tomará vino ni licor.
He will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Y será lleno del Espíritu Santo.
Even from the mother's womb.
Aún antes de su nacimiento.
Luke 1:41.
Lucas 1:41.
And when it happened.
Tan pronto como.
And Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary.
Elizabeth oyó el saludo de María.
The babe leaped in her womb.
La criatura saltó en su vientre.
And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
Entonces Elizabeth llena del Espíritu Santo.
Oh, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Luke 1:35.
Lucas 1:35.
And the angel said unto her.
Y el ángel dijo.
The Holy Spirit will come on you.
El Espíritu Santo vendrá sobre ti.
The power of the highest will overshadow you.
Y el poder del Altísimo te cubrirá.
And therefore also,
con su sombra.
The one who is to be born will be called the Son of God.
Así que al santo niño que va a nacer lo llamarán Hijo de Dios.
The Holy Ghost,
el Espíritu Santo,
brought life into that mother's womb.
Trajo vida al
the Holy Spirit.
El Espíritu Santo.
Do you understand me?
¿Me entiende?
The Holy Ghost.
El Espíritu Santo.
Matthew 3:16.
Mateo 3:16.
And when he had been baptized, Jesus came immediately out of the water.
Tan pronto como Jesús fue bautizado, subió del agua.
The heavens were opened.
En ese momento se abrió el cielo.
He saw the Spirit of God descending on him.
Y vio al Espíritu de Dios bajar
like a dove.
Como una paloma.
At this point, Jesus went and performed his life of miracles.
Después de ese punto fue que Jesús fue y desarrolló su vida de milagros.
He went into the wilderness.
Él se fue al campo.
He defeated every temptation of the devil.
Y él se fue al desierto y derrotó cada tentación del diablo.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
Por medio del poder del Espíritu.
The Word of God.
Un tercio de Dios.
The Word of God is the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, documented in written form.
La palabra de Dios es inspirada por el Espíritu Santo y nos la da para que peleemos con ella.
And the living God, the living power of God, was in Christ.
Y el Dios viviente, el poder viviente de Dios estaba en Cristo.
And he started his life of miracles.
Y ahí fue que empezó su vida de milagros.
The baptism of the Holy Spirit.
El bautismo en el Espíritu Santo.
Is a must for effective ministry.
Es un requisito para un ministerio efectivo.
This is why Jesus said.
Por eso es que Jesús dijo.
Don't go into ministry.
No vayan a ministerio.
Until you are baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Hasta que sean bautizados por el Espíritu Santo.
How can a person have the boldness?
¿Cómo puede una persona?
To go where God tells him to go. To go where God tells him to go.
¿Cómo puede una persona ir donde miles fueron?
To cast out demons.
Echar fuera demonios.
To see miracles and healings.
Ver milagros y sanidades.
How can you do it?
¿Cómo puedes hacerlo?
Without the Holy Ghost God inside of you.
Sin el Dios Espíritu Santo adentro de ti.
Without the conviction of the Holy Ghost.
Sin la convicción del Espíritu Santo.
People wouldn't repent of their sins.
Si las personas tuvieran la convicción del Espíritu Santo, se arrepentirían.
We wouldn't obey the Holy Spirit.
No podemos.
We wouldn't obey the will of God.
Si no tenemos el Espíritu Santo, ¿cómo podemos
escuchar la palabra de Dios
sin el Espíritu
Santo? I wouldn't be here today.
¿Cómo podemos escuchar su revelación?
I've given up my life to go where God tells me to go.
¿Cómo puedo arreglar mi vida y ponerla bajo los pies de Dios?
But because of the Holy Ghost.
Pero gracias al Espíritu Santo.
My life is to serve God.
Mi vida está dedicada para servir a Dios.
Amen.
Amén.
Now you can see why half of the churches.
Ahora podemos ver por qué la mitad de las iglesias, iglesias del continente,
that resist the baptism,
que han resistido el bautismo,
resist apostles and prophets,
resisten y echan fuera apóstoles y profetas.
They're not convicted of sin.
No están convencidos de pecado.
There's no conviction. There's no Holy Ghost inside of them.
No hay ninguna convicción. No hay ningún Espíritu Santo.
They've offended the Holy Ghost.
Han ofendido.
They've grieved the Holy Ghost.
Han echado fuera el Espíritu.
They back evil governments that promote homosexuality, abortion.
Y termina soportando gobiernos corruptos que apoyan el aborto y la homosexualidad.
Without the Holy Ghost.
Sin el Espíritu Santo.
How can you be led by God?
Sin el Espíritu Santo, ¿cómo podemos ser guiados por Dios?
We need our own daily Pentecost.
Necesitamos nuestro propio Pentecostés diario.
Ephesians 5, 17 through 19.
En Efesios 5, del 17 al 19 dice.
Therefore do not be unwise, but understand the will of the Lord. Ephesians 5, 17 through 19.
All right, gotcha. Por tanto, no sean insensatos, sino entiendan cuál es la voluntad del Señor.
Do not be drunk with wine.
No se emborrachen con vino.
But be filled with the Spirit.
Que lleva al desenfreno, al contrario, sean llenos del Espíritu.
Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
Anímense unos a otros con salmos, himnos y canciones espirituales.
And seeking and make melody in your hearts.
Canten y alaben al Señor con el corazón.
Filled with the Holy Spirit.
Al contrario, sean llenos del Espíritu.
We need to let the Holy Spirit control our life.
Debemos dejar que el Espíritu Santo controle nuestras vidas.
First, we need to let the Holy Spirit control our life, starting with our tongue.
Y la primera manera en la que dejamos que el Espíritu Santo controle nuestras vidas es empezando por nuestra lengua.
On the day of Pentecost, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
Sabemos que en el día de Pentecostés todos fueron llenos del Espíritu Santo.
They began to speak with tongues and magnify God.
Por lo tanto, empezaron a hablar con otras lenguas y empezaron a magnificar a Dios.
This is the first step to letting God have control over your life.
Por la lengua es el primer paso para dejar a Dios o ejercer control sobre nuestra vida.
James 3, 7 through 10.
Santiago 3, del 7 al 10.
Says the tongue is the most unruly, uncontrolled part of your human experience.
El ser humano sabe domar y en efecto ha domado toda clase de fieras, aves, reptiles y bestias marinas.
That's why God says the first thing you're going to do is get control of your tongue.
Por eso es que Dios nos dice que la primera cosa que tenemos que hacer es tomar control de nuestra lengua.
When you're filled with the Spirit,
cuando usted está lleno del Espíritu,
you surrender your tongue,
usted rinde su lengua
to God,
a Dios,
and you begin to experience,
y ahí empezamos a experimentar
what it means for the power of God to come upon you,
lo que el poder de Dios tiene cuando viene hacia nosotros.
You begin to speak with tongues,
usted empieza a hablar en lenguas.
You give God your tongue,
usted le rinde su lengua a Dios.
Because if you can't give him your tongue,
porque usted no le puede rendir su lengua.
You won't give him much else. You will not give him much else. You cannot give him much else if you can't give him your tongue.
Yo no te puedo dar mis tareas si tú no me puedes dar tu lengua.
Your tongue,
tu lengua.
If you speak wrong, it's because of your vanity, your pride.
Si usted está hablando mal, es por causa de su vanidad y de su orgullo.
If you have a daily Holy Ghost experience, if you're daily filled with the Holy Spirit, Paul said, I speak in tongues more than any of you. If you daily are experiencing God, you will not talk evil against your brother. You will not talk lies against your apostle or pastors.
Él nos dice que si somos bautizados diariamente con el Espíritu Santo, si somos llenos diariamente con el Espíritu Santo, así como nos dice el apóstol Pablo, que él da gracias porque él oraba en lenguas más que todos ellos, así es que podemos respetar y estar bajo la autoridad de nuestros apóstoles, respetar nuestros profetas, y también ser llenos y respetar el tercio de la Trinidad, el Espíritu Santo en las iglesias.
¡Oh, aleluya!
people that have spoken evil to divide the church.
Las personas que han hablado maldad sobre la poderosa iglesia.
Pastors that have spoken evil.
Los pastores han hablado mal.
Because they did not understand or get their way.
Porque no entendían el camino correcto.
And they spoke lies.
Sino que hablaron mentiras.
That's because they were not daily filled and with the Holy Ghost. They were not daily speaking in tongues.
Eso pasa porque ellos no estaban diariamente teniendo comunión con el Espíritu Santo. No oraban en lenguas diariamente.
Because love, God.
Porque el amor,
the Holy Spirit,
el Espíritu Santo,
cannot speak,
no puede hablar,
against his leadership.
No, el Espíritu Santo no está teniendo camino para hablarle a este liderazgo.
He cannot speak lies against the brethren.
No puede hablar mentiras sobre estas personas.
This comes from people who are immature.
Esto solo puede pasar porque esas personas son inmaduras.
Not daily experiencing the Holy Spirit.
Que no están experimentando diariamente el Espíritu Santo.
And so their flesh takes control.
Sino que es su carne la que toma control.
And they hurt the church.
Y terminan haciéndole el daño a la iglesia.
Amen.
Amén.
Every church has had church splits. Every church.
Toda iglesia ha tenido estas personas.
Because people are children growing up.
Porque las personas son solo bebés espirituales.
And until they become more and more mature with God.
Y solo hasta el día en que se vuelvan más y más maduros con Dios.
And constantly now growing in the Holy Ghost.
Que sigan creciendo en el Espíritu.
They can cause trouble.
Hasta que no llegue ese día, esas personas seguirán causando problemas.
We must forgive them, we must love for them, we must pray for them.
Debemos perdonarlos, amarlos y orar por ellos.
But they cause trouble.
Pero hasta que esto no pase, causan problemas.
And you that are older in the Lord.
Y usted que es mayor en el Señor.
Should stop it.
Debería pararlo.
Don't listen and let them talk.
No los escuche, no los deje hablar.
Like older children in the home.
Como porque usted como hermano mayor en la casa.
You stop the younger children.
Usted
from getting into trouble.
Usted cuida a los niños pequeños de que se metan en problemas.
The older ones in the Lord must stop the talk of immature people that the Holy Spirit is not controlling their tongue.
Nosotros como hermanos mayores debemos parar a estas personas inmaduras que no tienen la llenura del Espíritu Santo.
Amen.
Amen.
Says the beginning of God being with you in His presence.
Desde el principio entonces Dios ha estado con nosotros, hemos estado con su presencia.
Is when you let him have control of your life and your tongue.
Esto solo pasa otra vez si le damos control de nuestra vida y de nuestra lengua.
And you begin to speak in that heavenly language.
Y empezamos a hablar en un idioma celestial.
You bypass your brain. You bypass your brain.
Usted supera su cerebro, engaña su cerebro.
Because it's not coming from your brain.
Porque esto realmente no viene de su cerebro.
The Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
he that speaks in an unknown tongue,
aquel que habla en lengua desconocida,
his spirit speaks,
su espíritu es el que habla,
his mind is unfruitful,
porque su mente no da fruto.
1 Corinthians 14:4.
1 Corintios 14:4.
So your mind is not producing this. Your mind is not producing this.
I'm looking for it.
Well, you can just say it.
Yeah, but
your mind is not producing this.
Tu mente no está produciendo esto.
It is being produced by the Holy Spirit.
Está siendo producido por el Espíritu Santo.
It's your spirit that is praying.
Su espíritu es el que está hablando.
Your spirit connects with your tongue.
Su espíritu se conecta con su lengua.
Jesus said,
Jesús dijo,
out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
De la abundancia del corazón habla la boca.
Matthew 12:34.
Mateo 12:34.
If your head controls your tongue,
si tu cabeza controla tu lengua,
you're in big trouble unless your mind is renewed.
Vas a traer problemas hasta que tu mente sea renovada.
But if your new heart from God,
pero si tú tienes
if your new heart from God controls your tongue,
pero si tu nuevo corazón por parte de Dios controla tu lengua,
you'll get out of your troubles.
Vas a salir de tus problemas.
Ezekiel 36:26.
Ezequiel 36:26.
I will give you a new heart.
Te daré un nuevo corazón.
And put a new spirit in you.
Y pondré un nuevo espíritu en ti.
I will take the heart of stone.
Voy a sacar, voy a arrancar
out of your flesh
de tu carne.
And give you a heart of flesh.
Y darte un corazón de carne.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Either your head or your heart controls your tongue.
O tu corazón o tu corazón o tu mente controla tu lengua.
Your every word, feeling, and action is empowered by God's love.
Porque sabemos que las acciones que tomamos son empoderadas por el amor de Dios.
It is the love that overcomes the thought of hate.
Es un amor que sobrepasa cualquier forma de odio o miedo.
And actions that hurt instead of heal.
O cualquier acción que ocurre en vez de sanar.
1 John 4:7-8.
Primera de Juan 4, del 7 al 8.
But beloved, let us love one another.
Amados, ámense los unos a los otros.
For love is of God.
Porque el amor es de Dios.
And everyone who loves
y cualquiera que ama
is born of God.
Es nacido de Dios.
And knows God.
Y conoce a Dios.
He who does not know God.
Aquel que no conoce a Dios.
If you don't know love,
si usted no conoce el amor,
you don't know God.
Usted no conoce a Dios.
For God is love.
Porque Dios es amor.
Let love rule your life.
Deje que el amor sea el que tome el control de su vida.
Starting with your tongue.
Y esto empieza desde su lengua.
2 Corinthians 13:14.
Segunda Corintios 13:14.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Que la gracia del Señor.
The love of God the Father.
El amor de Dios.
The communion of the Holy Spirit.
La comunión del Espíritu Santo.
Be with you all.
Esté con todos ustedes.
And communion means to fellowship and partner with the Holy Ghost.
La comunión significa que usted está en comunidad y en compañía del Espíritu Santo.
Then you can walk with him.
Así es que podemos caminar con él.
God bless you.
Dios los bendiga.
Okay.
This is Dr. Jonathan Hansen. Did you enjoy the conclusion of my message, You Need Your Own Daily Pentecost? I spoke it once again, March 17, 2024, Bogota, Colombia, South America, where I led 150 churches and their leaders in this tremendous conference. Then I met with the Israeli ambassador the next day to counsel and pray over Israel's position in the world during this war. Now, I need to go back to Bogota, and I need your help. Bogota is being swept by communism. I prophesied this when I was in Bogota 5 years ago. Now it's happened. They got a communist president. The church is losing their freedoms. The country is in poverty, and thievery, muggery is everywhere. It's dangerous in Bogota. Help me go back and mobilize the church. We got to get into the stadiums. We've got to have another Pentecost. That's what Eagle Saving Nations is all about. What I'm pushing in America and around the world, in every nation, Eagle Saving Nations. Check out my website, worldministries.org. worldministries.org, worldministries.org, join Eagle Saving Nations. Now, I need money to go back to Bogota as fast as I can. You can telephone 360-629-5248, 360-629-5248. Once again, 360-629-5248, and you can give by Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, or PayPal. Once again, the phone number, 360-629-5248. If you'd rather give by my website, you can give by PayPal right off the website, worldministries.org, worldministries.org. Once again, that is worldministries.org. Or Zelle, my reference number, warning@worldministries.org. That's warning@worldministries.org. If you want to give by Zelle from my website, the reference number is warning@worldministries.org. You can also just send us a check, address it to WMI. On the bottom, put for Bogota. That's WMI. Then send it to P.O. Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. That's P.O. Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. Once again, P.O. Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. Help me go back to Bogota as fast as you can. We've got to get back there and capitalize on what God has already started to do and what we want to finish. We want to get into the stadiums and lead another great awakening. Once again, my phone number, 360-629-5248. 360-629-5248. 360-629-5248. My website, worldministries.org. 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 And my address, P.O. Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. P.O. Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen, founder and president of World Ministries International. Warning Radio is a listener-supported program. We need your donations in order to continue airing these Christ-centered prophetic programs. Send your checks or money orders to World Ministries International, Post Office Box 277, Stanwood, Washington, 98292. To donate securely by phone, call 360-629-5248. Visit our website to find other ways of giving and a wealth of information about World Ministries International and host Dr. Jonathan Hansen. The website is worldministries.org. There, you'll also have access to hundreds of previously aired radio programs, made-for-television videos, thousands of articles, Dr. Hansen's books, and travel itinerary. Again, the website is worldministries.org. The phone number is 360-629-5248. Tune in at this same time, Monday through Friday, on this radio station for the next exciting edition of Warning Radio with Dr. Jonathan Hansen. Remember, the Lord is not slow about the promise of His return, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for everyone to come to the repentance that leads to eternal life.